Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I am tired of responding to allegations. You know, the topic of this show, hi, this is Dub again, is called I Do Podcasts, and it's not for people to make false assessments on me for it. You know, it's important for people near me, if my neighbors or anybody hear me, these podcasts, to be careful to make assessments on me, especially if you have not talked to me directly or if you hear it. These podcasts, while they are truthful and philosophical, sometimes it's about my music because I am a musician. It is not for anyone to make a wrong assessment on me or make diagnosis on me from listening to a podcast. When you make a mental health diagnosis, you deal with the person directly and it has to be an expert. And an expert don't make an assessment just by listening to what someone say. They deal with the person directly. And again, it has to do with minding business and it has to do with boundaries. I want to let you know that I have had individuals who made assessments on me or were concerned about me. Those people are not honest, and I consider them not able to understand the reality of boundaries and respect to laws and being civilized. Being a civilized person, a law-abiding person, means if you're concerned about somebody, you get involved with directly unless it's an emergency or so on. As I said before in previous podcasts, if anyone is concerned about me or anyone else without them knowing or make assumptions that are not based on facts or make their own decisions or conclusions without direct contact with the individual, which is me, then something is wrong with this situation. Either they got an ulterior motive or they got some mental problem or the criminal, etc. Honest, direct contact is necessary if they are concerned. And it's no concern because podcasts are part of the entertainment industry. Entertainers like me, as being an entertainer, but also expressing my point of view, is part of the free speech, which is allowed in the United States of America. And I am aware of legal ramifications when I do these podcasts. That's why I do not mention people's names, or at least try not to, directly who I feel I have some issue with or so on, to protect myself legally. However, if there is concerns or if I say something legally, then hopefully the person or individuals can contact me directly and have the situation resolved. Going behind somebody's back and making assumptions or making other situations related to me as violating my constitutional rights, etc., blah, 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 is illegal. Criminal behavior is no excuse to take the law in your own hands if this is the situation. Or if you just make an assessment about what I say, you should be careful about what you say or what you think, because listening to a podcast is not the whole determining factor about my health or what is going on with me, because I'm perfectly fine and able to talk directly on these podcasts about what I say, and I feel I have the freedom under law to do so. I am aware, as I repeat, of the legal ramifications of talking about what I say truthfully, honestly, in my own, through my own opinion about what's going on with me or my music, and that is a legal right under law. So if I hear a radio show or a TV show with some individual mentioning something, I do know that I cannot make a direct assessment on that person because I do not know that person and the medium that they're using, such as podcasts or whatever creative expression that they are involved in, is their right under law. And it's in no right for me to make a judgment based on that fact only. Again, if anyone has any concerns about what I'm saying on these podcasts, then they should contact me directly and everything will be resolved. If anything is done behind, not legally or behind my back or concern about me, then that is criminal or that's wrong. It's the best advice is not to violate the law or take the law in your own hands. As I mentioned before, I have individuals who do not know how to mind their business, and a person who screamed out that they are violating my constitutional rights and doing it illegally. That's a criminal. That's a dangerous person. They will be subjected to legal consequences if they're doing anything illegal. And I hope that is not the case with people nearby me, because we all should be minding our business and respecting individual constitutional rights. I have nothing against anyone in my building or anything, and when I make these podcasts, I don't even think about that. I think about the individual right to creative expression with respect to others in terms of what I need to say and what I need to do, and I know the law and the legal ramifications. In other words, if you're concerned about me, leave it to an expert or contact me directly. If not, then something is wrong with this situation. My podcast is my right to express what I feel, and I am not in any way going to subject or question or make assessments on anyone near me or otherwise who make podcasts or do any creative mediums or outlets to make vast judgments on their health or personality, because if I did, something would be wrong with me. So I leave it to the individual. I leave it to the individual who's an expert. While I can make have my own personal opinions, my opinions are just what it is, an opinion. So I leave it there. But again, back to the real issue with this topic. My podcasts are an expression. Even though a lot of things I say on here are truthful, it gives nobody right to make assessments on me based on that alone. If you want to know more about these podcasts, then contact me directly. If you don't like me making podcasts, unfortunately, I'm going to continue. However, there are individuals as I mentioned in previous podcasts, there are individuals who do not know how to mind their business. We know that the law will catch up to them, and they do not understand how to live around other people based on their ulterior motives and so on. And if they are involved in something or something directly to me and related to these podcasts or whatever I do, they should be investigated by the LAPD or so on. So with this situation, we need to go by laws. There are laws that have been passed, and there are laws on the penal code. The penal code with boundaries and so on in that aspect. But I don't want to get off topic because I want to stay on topic. The most important thing from this podcast is that whatever I say is my right. However, at the same time, it's not fair and it is wrong for people to have a perception or make a judgment on me based on podcasts alone. It should leave it to the expert, and they should contact me directly if they want to know more information. They can have their own opinions, but opinions and perception are not always based on reality. Thank you from Dove Knight.